Good afternoon. It's good to see y'all. I want us to turn to Luke chapter 18. Luke 18, starting at verse 1. We have been talking in the last few weeks, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about it, and the week before that, just in brief about this idea that sometimes it seems like the Lord does stuff just to stir up a desire in us. There was a story that we talked about in Mark chapter 6 where the disciples were in the boat without Jesus. Jesus had been on shore praying. He goes walking on the water, and it's nighttime. There's wind against them, and it says he would have passed them by, but then they cried out, and then the Lord said, okay, I'm coming. And Matthew's version actually talks about how that was when Jesus calls Peter out of the boat, and Peter walks on the water. But it says he would have passed them by. And there's a number of stories like that in the Bible. We talked about the story, Luke 24, I think it is, two disciples on the road to Emmaus after Jesus has been crucified. They're downcast because the one that they thought was the Messiah has just been killed, and Jesus shows up and starts talking with them, begins to expound Scripture to them, and then it says he would have gone or acted like he was going to go further, and they said, well, stop, stay with us, you know, it's getting evening. And then he sits and eats with them, and as soon as he breaks bread, it says they realized who he was, and he literally disappears right out of their sight. Okay, there's another story in Luke chapter 18 that I want us to read, and I think we have this in the NLT, and so I'm going to read it from the screen. It says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to illustrate their need for constant prayer and to show them that they must never give up. He says this, there was a judge in a certain city, he said, who was a godless man with great contempt for everyone. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, appealing for justice against someone who had harmed her. The judge ignored her for a while, but eventually she wore him out. I love that phrase. I fear neither God nor man, the judge says to himself, next verses, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice, because she is wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, this is what we need to learn. Learn a lesson from this evil judge. Okay, what can we learn from an evil person? Well, he tells us, next verses, even he rendered a just decision in the end, so don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who plead with him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when I, the Son of Man, return, how many will I find who have faith? I'm going to read that again. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think that God will surely give justice to his chosen people who plead with him day and night? Why would God want us to plead with him day and night? Fellowship, okay? Anybody else have any thoughts or ideas? To give us more faith, okay? He loves us. Amen to that. Yes to that. To show him we're serious. Good answer, Bill. I like that. There's an interesting principle that I find in the Scripture, and it's all through the Scripture. I'll just divert for a second. I'll give a natural illustration. Pastor's son owns a fitness center. There's a term that they have in the fitness world called resistance training. And the idea that it is that if you provide resistance for your muscle, it will strengthen your muscle. And eventually, your muscles actually get larger. That's the concept behind bodybuilding. Pastor's told a story before how his son has been out here with a parachute strapped to his back running into the wind. Now, who runs into the wind with a parachute strapped in their back in their right mind? There's even an old Scottish, I think it is blessing or something like that, that says, you know, sun on your face and wind at your back. And, well, we all want easy. We all want comfort, and the Lord knows that, and so it's the resistance that builds the muscles. And the same thing in the spirit, spiritual resistance builds spiritual muscles. If the very first time we ask for anything, we got it, we would end up being lazy people with not much perseverance. What he talks about the widow, is that she goes after him day and night, and the judge says, she wore me out. But she learned perseverance as a result of it, and her spiritual muscles grew as a result of it. I was talking with Pastor Thurman yesterday about the story of Caitlin's flapper valve. You remember the story for some of you guys who have heard the CDs or DVDs and been around. For 10 months, he quoted Mark 11:24. What things you desire, or what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you'll have them. And it didn't work. And so he said, I know the word of God's not a lie. And he kept going after it. He didn't say, well, let's try another verse. Maybe this one just doesn't work in this situation. He said, no, I know the word of God's not a lie. So I'm going to push through this thing. And we were talking yesterday, and he said the phrase, well, you saw the results that it got too. And then it just occurred to me in the moment. And I said, yeah, but it was more than that. That literally launched you in faith. It built your spiritual muscles. If the Lord would have answered immediately, you wouldn't have learned the lesson, first of all. But it also would not have strengthened his perseverance. He learned, I'm not going to give up. I saw a miracle, but it took perseverance in order to get it. This verse, he says, so don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who plead with him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. In other words, he says, my Father's going to do his part. And he ends with this statement that just breaks my heart. He says, but when I, the Son of Man, return, how many will I find that have faith? In other words, are we willing to press through? Are we willing to persevere? Are we willing to let the Lord stir up the desire in us? Or when things provide resistance to us, do we give up? I didn't get my answer. I guess it didn't work. I didn't get my answer. I'll have to use another verse. I didn't get my answer. Maybe God wants me sick. Or do we do what the story here says and so many others that Jesus said? There's another story in Luke chapter 11 that you can look up later. The disciple said to Jesus, teach us how to pray. And so he teaches him how to pray, which part of that was ask. Then he says, let me tell you a story. A guy goes to his friend at midnight and says, I've had a friend of mine show up. I don't have any food in my house to give to him. Will you lend me 3 loaves? And the guy says, come on. It's midnight. I'm in bed. My kids are in bed. I'm not going to get up. And the Bible says that he wouldn't do it because of his friendship, but because of the guy's perseverance. He gets the answer. And again, it's not, the Lord's not just being punitive. Yeah, we'll see how you guys do. You know, all right, we'll see if you're really, you know, going to push through this thing. When you're worthy enough, I'll give it to you. That's not what it's about. The Lord says, you've got need of spiritual strengthening, and it's resistance training that gets that. Resistance in the spirit builds the spiritual muscle when we persevere. Yeah. So just an encouragement, whatever the situation is that we're going through, persevere. It says, will not the Lord answer quickly, but for those that plead with him day and night. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in us. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to persevere. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy to give us spiritual muscles. Lord, we don't like your method sometimes. But, Lord, you said multiple times to be thankful for trials. Also, Lord, because it builds our spiritual muscles. Those trials provide resistance, Lord, that when we persevere, we build spiritual muscle. Teach us how, Lord. Give us courage. Give us a fire, Lord. Give us the heart of warriors to say, no, we're going forward. We're not going to back off. We're not giving up on this one. Father, thank you for what you're doing in us. We give you all the praise, Lord, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.